proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, beginning another radio Bible series. Today we start some lessons relating to the Book of Esther, which is associated with the Jewish holiday of Purim. The Book of Esther is the only one in the Bible that never explicitly mentions the name of God. Such a circumstance might have implied that the original account of the events described in that book came from a document found in the archives of the Persian Empire. Even though the name of God appears nowhere in the narrative, the reader of the Book of Esther can still observe the divine hand working behind the scenes. Esther was also known as Hadassah, a Hebrew name which meant myrtle. She served as the primary character in the Book of Esther. Other major characters were Mordecai, Esther's kinsman, King Ahasuerus, and Haman the Agagite. Some commentators have speculated that Ahasuerus was an alternate pronunciation for the name of Xerxes, better known as the Persian monarch who fought against the Spartans at the Battle of Thermopylae. As the Book of Esther opened, we learned that King Ahasuerus held a feast for those in his palace of Shushan. During that feast, he summoned his queen, Vashti, to appear before the assembly. She refused to come. The monarch asked his wise men for counsel about how to handle the situation. One of them, Memucan, came up with an unusual suggestion. He recommended that Ahasuerus put Vashti aside and choose another queen. This would serve as an example to the other wives in the kingdom. Ahasuerus took that advice. Furthermore, he promoted a decree declaring that, quote, every man should bear rule in his own house, unquote. The monarch ordered that all virgins of his kingdom should gather at his palace in Shushan, under the custody of his chamberlain. Each of these virgins would have 12 months to prepare herself for a single night's audience with the king. After that, she would never again see Ahasuerus, unless he specifically called for her by name. Esther, who was living with Mordecai, took part in this assembly. The author of the Book of Esther remarked that, quote, Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her, unquote. King Ahasuerus delighted in her, to the extent that he created Esther to be his new queen. He held a feast in her honor to commemorate that occasion. Sometime later, the king promoted a man known as Haman the Agagite. Haman had a very high idea of his self-importance, and he became angry when Mordecai refused to bow down to him, something which King Ahasuerus had commanded. Moreover, when Haman learned that Mordecai was Jewish, Haman planned to get revenge against the Jews in general, and against Mordecai in particular. He developed a plan for doing so. He cast lots for determining a propitious date for executing that design. Haman sought for the king's approval of his claim by emphasizing the differences between the Jews and other peoples in the Persian Empire. He implied that the Jewish people had their own laws, their own ways, and were in rebellion against the king. Moreover, Haman asked for permission to destroy the Jews. He even offered to pay for the accomplishment of that task. King Ahasuerus granted his request. That king issued orders to his subordinates to kill the Jews and take their property. Haman had determined upon a date for this plan by casting lots. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.